So Lee, final training sessions being done before the big game, one step away from a final. What's the mood in the camp?
Yeah, everyone's excited. It's kind of a good buzz around, you know. It's the last bit of fun today before everyone gets serious come Sunday.
And as you look at it, you've had a couple of, well, the first game against the Inishowen League, they're not going to be much tougher than that. So you can go into this with a reasonable degree of confidence.
Definitely. Everyone kind of before, every year is between us and Inishowen. Unfortunately, one of us have to go out in Ulster at an early stage, but outside of that, I'd say the two of us would have went far.
Have you been involved in the Oscar Trainer campaign previously?
I would have played under Raymond Shields, can't remember the year now. We were beat by the Army squad, I think it might have been the quarters. But now the experience here now is massive. The team there, the panel, outside panel, everything's just as crazy.
So tell us a little bit about when the squad first came together before the Inishowen games. You know, was there much talk at the beginning as, you know, are we going to give this a really good rattle?
I think it was kind of, wouldn't have been arrogant enough to kind of say it out loud, but it was definitely in everyone's back of the heads when you look at that squad, when you look at the panel you have, that you have to go far and you have to believe you can go far with that kind of squad.
And tell us, has the momentum gathered as time has gone on?
Definitely has. Kind of when you beat Inishowen, when you win a trophy, any trophy's good. And then the last game then. So momentum, the leagues as well, everyone's playing week in, week out. It's good now to get to semi-final, we can go one step further.
And what about the squad itself? You know, most of the players, you're in a couple of different divisions there. Do most of the guys know each other?
Everyone would. I suppose you've a lot of boys out there to play the harps together, know each other. And then I think there's six of us there from Rovers and then other kind of squads. But I think on the underage kind of panels and then I suppose through different kind of Donegal League selects, everyone kind of knows how each other plays.
Have you had much feedback as players as to what to expect from this Waterford team?
Not yet. I know John Francis and the boys will have their work done. So all we have to do is do the job on the pitch on the day and hopefully get us over the line.
Now in a competition like this, okay, you've the 11 men out in the field, but it is important to have a strong bench and to have players who can come on pretty much in any of the positions.
100%. Like, as I think Mikey said a few times, you know, it's the subs that win games. They have games won each, you're relying on the boys that are coming off the bench, they're fresh. That's the one good thing we have, is that anyone comes on, doesn't weaken the team. You kind of adds, everyone adds their own wee bit.
Yeah. And what about the fitness levels? Do you think everybody's pretty much right at it?
Yeah, well, fitness can be a dodgy one, but now everyone's injury free, that's the main one.
And what about your own injuries? I mean, you came back from a bad leg injury.
Sore ligaments and ankle at the start of the year, like the first game back. But now, thankfully, I've been injury free since, so.
And tell me, what would it mean to you and the squad to get to the final of the Oscar Trainer Trophy?
That'd be massive. You know, any day you represent your county is massive. Doesn't matter what level it is or what sport it is. A chance to represent your county in an All-Ireland final, you know, it'd be crazy and there'd be a good buzz around the town or in the county.
Yeah. This is the equivalent of an All-Ireland, yeah. Really, isn't it?
100%. It's kind of, I know it wouldn't be talked about as much, but I know the boys in there now, and the boys that are in the change rooms, will mean so much to them when it comes to that day and getting to an All-Ireland final.
And you're playing at a neutral venue down in Athlone. It's the same for both sides, so nobody's going to have any particular advantage.
No, that's it. Just two teams have to play whatever the pitch is like on Sunday. Two teams have to deal with it. Same with the weather, so